The story you are about to hear is 100% true, and perhaps one of the most important stories you will hear in a very long time. It's about the persecution of an American hero by the government that sent him to war. His name is Lieutenant Michael Behenna, who was sentenced to 25 years in prison for doing what he was sent there to do. Finally, they've released him, and he's going to speak to you, the American people, right here on the Savage Nation. Lieutenant Behenna, first of all, I want to thank you for the service to this country. I don't know who else can say it for the way I feel. What they did to you was so crazy. Michael, welcome back to the real world.
Dr. Savage, thanks for having me on.
So can I ask you something? Is your release temporary or is it a permanent release? What have they done?
Well, what they've done is they've released me on parole. In the military system, since my sentence was 15 years, you do a third, you're eligible for parole after a third of your sentence. So a third of 15 years is five. So I completed my 5 years. I became eligible for parole, and then the Army granted me parole.
But can they revoke that patrol for make-up reasons or what?
Well, they could. If I violated parole, I have a parole officer right now, so there are stipulations that I have to follow. If I violated those, then yes,
well,
they could revoke.
Well, let me be clear. I don't want to put you in any jeopardy by talking about your case on this show. So I want to be very clear, Michael, although I've tried to help you in the years that passed, and thank God many people understood what situation you've been put in. If you don't want to answer a question, don't feel pressured to. But I'm going to tell the story about what they did to you from my point of view, and I'm not even asking you to comment. I'll make it generic. You are still an Army Ranger, aren't you? They didn't strip that away from you, did they?
No.
Okay, they can't take that honor away from you. So now you're over in Iraq. You have a platoon under your command. Your platoon is attacked. Two of your soldiers are killed. Two more are injured. And they capture the head of that terrorist cell, didn't they?
Right.
His name was Ali Mansour.
Mansour, yes.
Then Army intelligence orders the release of this Mansour. Is that correct or incorrect?
That's correct.
Why did they order his release, Lieutenant?
I don't know.
Okay, so they order him released.
I don't know.
And then why did they give you the order to return this terrorist to his home? Why you?
I don't know.
Okay, we don't know again. I'm not going to ask you to fill in the blanks. I think many of us are starting to fill them in ourselves. You're returning him to his home. You ask him about other members of the terrorist cell. You ask who's supporting him. Mansour attacks you. You fight for your life, and you kill the terrorist in self-defense. Instead of being given the Silver Star of Valor, you're prosecuted by the government for premeditated murder. Isn't that correct so far, Lieutenant Behenna?
That's correct.
Okay. And you're given 25 years of a sentence or 15 or whatever?
Well, originally I was sentenced to 25 years, and then I received clemency twice while I was in prison. So that's how I ended up with 15 years.
Oh, my God. What a miscarriage of justice, in my opinion. And all you were trying to do was act to prevent further loss of life for your other platoon members. I don't understand how these things happen, but I'm not surprised by anything that happens in a government bureaucracy. You were kept in Fort Leavenworth. Isn't that true, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
I'm not going to ask you to comment on it, but as far as I can tell, the treatment of Al-Qaeda in Gitmo is better than the treatment that many men get at Fort Leavenworth. Please don't comment, because I'm sure that your superiors wouldn't like to hear any such comments. You're back out. Your family probably is so happy they can hardly talk. Meanwhile, you're stripped of virtually all your income, and you have to start all over again. Isn't that true?
That's right.
How do we help you, Lieutenant Behenna? Well, you have a website. Is it still defendmichael.com?
Yes, sir.
Can people make donations?
When I got out, I've been trying to put my life back together. You know, I had to start all over again. You know, I started buying clothes. I had to get a cell phone, health insurance. I still need to get a car, get a truck.
Well, I want to help you get that car. I made the commitment when your mother was on the show a few months ago that I'd help you get that car. And I'm going to ask others who are listening to this show who want to help Lieutenant Behenna Just pay him back for his service. Why don't you go to the... Can they make a donation directly to defendmichael.com?
Yes, sir.
I mean, there's a box to... I'm serious. I mean, I want people to make donations, Lieutenant. And we're going to put a link to my to your website on mine. And then we're going to... I'll get back to you directly next week when I'm back from vacation. And we'll see how that's going. But I'd like people to send 25, 50, 100 bucks to your defense fund and see if we can get that car fund going. How much do you think you need to buy a car, Lieutenant, after all these years?
Knowing me, you know, I'm cheap.
So stop it.
I just want something that runs.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to be surprised if the following happens, Lieutenant Pehenna. My feeling is that there are people in the Savage Nation who own a car dealership or who own a company and have a car. I wouldn't be surprised if you don't find one of them donating a car to you directly. But as I say, give me a week or so to get back to you on this, because if they don't help you or there's not enough money contributed, I'll make sure that you get that car. I'll do it myself.
Okay. Dr. Savage, thank you very much. Now, you've already done so much, you and your listeners. I mean, I don't have to tell you, but, I mean, you've raised over $100,000 for my defense.
Yes, but it didn't go to you. It went to your lawyers. That's the thing. And you put 5 years into prison for doing your job for America. I mean, we owe you. We owe you. We all owe you, Lieutenant Pehenna. Please don't feel that that you owe us anything. We are so heartbroken that the government would treat a hero this way that we don't know how to celebrate other than by saying thank you for your service, and we're going to try and help you not only get a car, but what would you like to do with your life, Lieutenant Pehenna? Let's say you get that car, you've got some clothing, you get your life back a little bit, you start to get your feet a little solid on the ground. What kind of work would you like to do?
Well, I already have a job lined up, and I start that in the middle of May, and that's cattle ranching and farming.
Isn't that amazing? No, it's not the Bundy Ranch, I hope, in Nevada. We want to...
I don't know.
We won't ask no comments on that, please. You're on parole. We don't want to hear your comments. You get a little laugh. What are you going to... You're actually going to work on a ranch. Isn't that amazing? You want to get away from all of the craziness, huh?
Get out in the country and live a quiet life.
A real American man. Unbelievable to me. The real McCoy. Is there anything that people can do while listening to the show, Lieutenant Pehenna, to help you get back on your feet? We're not giving you a handout. We're giving you what you deserve, what you've done for this country. No one can even calculate what you've been through. By the way, you know, there's a I don't know if you know much about Colonel West, Alan West. Have you heard? You know that story, don't you?
Yes, sir.
You know what happened to him. He was almost railroaded like you were, in my opinion. And maybe Alan West, he's no longer in office. We're going to get him to meet you and help you out and such like that. When do you start your job? Can you tell us which state it's in without being more specific?
Yes, the job that I'm going to have is in Oklahoma. It's in northern Oklahoma. And like I said, I start that in the middle of May.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you need right now, Michael, besides a car? What else do you need?
Me, personally, I don't need anything else. But what I want people to realize that are out there listening is there are still others that are in Fort Leavenworth for similar type offenses or alleged crimes that I was convicted of. There are still guys sitting in Leavenworth for charges, murder charges.
You're going back to the Iraq War?
Iraq and Afghanistan.
Oh, my God. And you're such a soldier, you don't want to leave any man behind on the battlefield. That's what I'm hearing. I would advise you not to discuss those cases right now on the radio, because I can guarantee you that somebody will use it against you. But we heard you. We hear you. Who did you use as legal defense? Was there an organization, Lieutenant Pehenna?
For legal defense?
Yes. Did you have a corporation, was it an organization rather that helped you, or an individual attorney?
There was an individual attorney. I had an individual attorney that helped me out through my trial and then my appeals.
Okay. The reason I ask is maybe we can find later on, I'll have you on when you're feeling up to it, to get something going for the other guys who are still sitting there in that dungeon. And I want to ask you some personal questions. How's your mother doing?
Oh, she's doing great. I don't know if she enjoys it, but I mean, she cooks for me almost every night, and I'm enjoying it.
Well, she's a wonderful person.
And my dad also.
God bless your parents. They're so wonderful, not only for having produced a hero like yourself, and I know you won't call yourself that, but for standing with you every day of the lives of those 5 years. I can't imagine the hell they've been through. But they're wonderful, wonderful people, and you're blessed. I'm not going to ask you the next question because it may not be the answer I expect to hear, but is that certain person who was with you in the beginning still there for you?
Oh, Shannon? Yeah, Shannon, I talk to her just about every night.
Isn't that amazing?
She's out there in California, and well, that's where she works. And I still keep up with her. You know, like I said, we talk every night. But
I assume that you no longer have that special relationship. Is that correct?
Not like we had, but
because if I keep this up, you're liable to get if I keep this up, you're liable to get 12 proposals from Savage Nation women listeners who want to go out with you. Be careful. be very. I mean, some of them may be perfect for you. I don't know, but I'm not a matchmaker, Lieutenant Behenna. Be careful with this audience. You never know what they're liable to do for a real conservative man in a world filled with wimps. You know.
Right.
Anyway, Lieutenant Behenna, this is not a laughing matter. As you know, I try to keep it a little light sometimes. I just want to conclude by saying Michael Behenna is an American hero. He was, in my opinion, unfairly charged, unfairly prosecuted. He was put behind bars for 5 years in Leavenworth Prison. He's out on parole. And if you want to help him get his life back on track, would you please, for God's sakes, go to defendmichael.com and make a donation of $50, $100, $250. Tell him you'll send him a car. Whatever you want to do, buy him a house. What's the difference? Many of you have money to burn. You don't know what to do with it. And all that's going to happen is the government's going to take it from you. Let me be the pitch man, Lieutenant Ben. I'll do a good job. And by the way, next week when I get back from where I'm traveling, I'm going to link up your website with my website, and so people can make direct donations. Are there any words you'd like to leave with the audience right now, Michael?
Yes, there's going back to those guys that are still in Leavenworth. There's a website that the listeners can go to. It's l10freedomride.com.
Is it L? Did you say L10freedomride.com?
Yes, sir.
L as in the letter. Wait, L as in the letter L, and then the number 10.
Yes.
Okay, I would advise you, and you should speak to your attorney, to limit the discussion of that incident, I think, at this time, to just what you said. I don't want to give the individuals who have power over you any power over you that they already don't have, if you follow me.
Okay.
Yeah,
but they can go check that out, and they can read each individual story about the inmates that are in Leavenworth. You know,
okay.
Okay.
I hear you. Yes. No, I understand. You're a stand-up guy. The first thing you want to tell the audience is about the other guys that are in there, in your opinion, unfairly prosecuted and incarcerated. I get it. I hear you. I know what it must be like to live a day in bondage. I can't imagine it, actually. Lieutenant Michael Behenna, all I can say for myself and the millions of listeners who have heard about your case, I want to thank you a million for all you've done for this country, for the service to the country, for the service to America, and, of course, for joining us today in the Savage Nation. Listeners, go to defendmichael.com. And, Michael, let's try to get you back on in a week or so and find out how the donations are coming.
Okay, that sounds good.
God bless you, man. Thanks for being with us. It's 47 minutes after the hour. You just heard from Lieutenant Michael Behenna after 5 years in Leavenworth Prison for a crime he didn't commit, in my opinion. It was a miscarriage of justice from the get-go, from my opinion. It's something that went on under Bush. It didn't happen under Obama. And yet things happen to people that you can't imagine. He's out. He needs your help. Would you please, for God's sakes, how about not going to dinner tonight in a restaurant? How about taking that $50 and sending it to defendmichael.com? You'll feel better eating leftover bread, sending him $25, than you would eating a meal that's only going to make you sick anyway. I'll be right back.